welcome to another episode of Girl Talk Lab. This is your girl Laura, and I'm here today with
Star
and
Ashley.
Hey! So we're here, you guys. Woo woo! What's everyone been up to? Girls, what have you guys been up to? Ashley, what have you been up to?
I know, I've been MIA. Dealing with this goddamn quarantine. Don't want to come out, but I made it out for you guys.
Aww. Hey.
Appreciate that.
Okay. I do.
All right. Nothing, just working. And
Puzzling.
Hey. Oh, fucking, I'm going nuts on those things, dude. It's
She's crazy. An artist.
Right now I'm doing a bird one. I still can't finish it.
Really?
A bird one?
By myself, yeah.
Nice. Are you like gluing them to like...
No.
No?
I just put them all together and then destroy them.
Really?
And then move to the next. Yeah.
And have you had those like puzzles there already, or are you buying them?
No,
or...
I bought them.
Oh, you bought them? Yeah. Nice. Dude, that sounds like fun.
And it's not even like those small ones where it's like 100 pieces.
Yeah.
Whatever. The ones I have, they're all 1,000 pieces.
Dang.
So, oh, she's an adult.
Yeah. Not that baby shit.
Not the 40 piece puzzle, girl. That's one I would have gone for.
Yeah, the 40 one.
No.
Hey, we should have a puzzle and a wine night.
I know. Hey, with cheese and crackers.
Yeah.
You guys would give up if going with me on puzzles.
Oh, let's bet.
No, it'll be fun.
Let's bet.
Remember the last time we did a bet, Star? Yeah, true. You lost.
I did.
That's true.
Okay.
Nah, let's bet. I'll do it. Thug life.
What you want to bet?
Dude, Starbucks.
Olive Garden again?
You give me a... Oh, yeah. Oh, they do deliver.
They do deliver.
Yeah.
And we can order drinks.
No way.
Yeah. You're lying.
Yeah.
Since when?
They deliver, as a Postmates, they deliver alcoholic drinks.
Let me call their boss.
Let me check real quick. Yeah. So.
Alcoholic drinks,
all right. Yeah. Nice. Hey, no, we should have like a girls at my place. We'll play the music videos, the music in the background.
We should do that.
Lay on the sit on the carpet in the
yes.
living room and do a puzzle.
I am down.
And
race to see who finishes first. Cause I'm pretty cool at puzzles too.
We're all gonna have our own.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought it was like fun. One big one
no,
together.
No, we should all do our own.
Oh, like, you see who do? Finish.
Oh, dang.
Yes,
okay, I'm out of this one.
Finishes first. All
right.
I'll be the referee.
For real?
No, Laura, you gotta
I'll be like,
involved.
No, that piece doesn't fit there. Why are you trying to make it fit? You know I don't fit there.
That was me today. Before I came over here, I was like, I almost got this. I did like a portion of it. And I was like, right. And then I was like, this piece don't go there. Fuck it. I take it out and start over again.
Dude, especially when they're like all white. When it's like a white background or all black
that's
background.
That's what I had with Clueless. With the Clueless puzzle.
Yeah.
Because all the corners, like the tops, the borders are all white. And we're like... Yeah. And then to top it off, her fucking dress was white. And we're like, yeah, okay, that's nice.
Dang.
Probably gonna figure this shit out, but we did eventually.
And the first, when you guys did the first puzzle, like, how long did it take you to, like, finish?
A day and a half.
A day? Mm-hmm. A day?
Because we're taking breaks.
Oh, I was like,
okay, that makes
still
sense.
Still a day?
Yeah, we took breaks.
Holy
shit. And then with the Pokemon one, because it was 1,000 pieces. So that one took us about, almost a day also as well. We're taking breaks.
Like with
damn.
And then I got frustrated. I was like, man, fuckers, I give up. And I just sat there looking at it with my music playing, and I was like, I found the piece. And then I found another one, and I kept going, and then we finished it.
Aww. Mm-hmm.
Damn.
How fun. Are you taking pictures of them, like, after you guys are done?
I didn't do the last two.
Oh,
but I took the Pokemon, the coolest one, that one I did.
Yes, for memories.
Proud moments.
Yes.
Oh, nobody wants to do it with me at home. So I gotta quarantine myself in my kitchen.
Aww.
No, quarantine I sit with there. Us. Literally, I sit there and just play country music and do my puzzles.
Aww. With your wine.
So relaxing.
With water.
Water hot Cheetos. Hey, with the batido on one.
No, just dry like that.
Ah, no.
I don't need my hot Cheeto fingers while I'm on my puzzles.
Oh. You still got your other fingers?
I know, but still.
You got your left hand.
Oh, no, man.
I used that one too. Yeah, that's true. Yes, true. I'm thinking about that.
Working
as a spoon.
With some pineapple on the side.
Oh, like with some pineapple green nasty.
Pineapple chili.
No, because I thought she was going to say it with some hot Cheetos and pineapple. I was like, oh, you're disgusting.
Dude. Hey, Laura, are you thinking about it?
Oh, Oh, fuck. Here we go.
Hashtag no
pineapple on pizza.
No.
Hashtag.
No pineapple.
Forever and ever. Pineapple on pizza.
Dude.
Start no. Get out the car.
She gave me the idea.
I'm like, wait, why? What's going on?
You can't sit with us because you like pineapple on pizza.
No, that's me.
Oh, that's you, Laura.
Yeah!
Okay, Laura.
I was like, me? Why me?
Laura, move. My bad. That's how you know I haven't been here.
You gotta do it for real, huh?
I know, Ashley.
Man.
I know.
Hopefully from now on, you know? We could, like, yeah. And then once this quarantine over, like, you guys, we need to go hard.
Oh, my God. How do you guys feel about, like, you know, them wanting to reopen the economy?
Honestly, for me, I mean, I don't mind it. It is what it is. But people need to learn how to keep their distance before they get punched or some bullshit. You know, like, like, step back, you know? Because there's some people literally where you're in the store and, like, they tell you 6 feet away, you know? And then you turn around and their fucking cart is, like, touching your ass. And you're like, are you serious? Like, come on.
Yeah. You know? They don't follow the X's.
You got to look back with this mean mugging look and be like, sir.
Like, what are you doing?
Are you for reals?
Yeah.
Because I will throw my shoe at you right now. I'm literally about to pay for them. I'll throw it at you. But, I mean, it is what it is. I understand because people are going fucking crazy over this goddamn quarantine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's ruining relationships.
Hey. I have some tea, but I won't spill it on here. But I'll tell you guys after.
Oh, Lord.
Some shit. No, not me. So, just, oh, okay. Yeah, okay. No. I'm good.
You know, just
this quarantine, relationship wise, no, I'm good. I just missed, you know, going out.
Me too.
Yeah.
I was going to Olive Garden and getting drunk there.
Dude, and the manager.
Oh my god.
You guys, oh my god. He's so handsome.
Remember the last time you were there? She was like, and I was like, yo.
Hey, when you see some eye candy, to get my attention, it takes a lot. So for him to, yeah.
True.
So if you guys, ladies, if you go to Olive Garden, the one in Northridge on Nordoff and what, Ashley?
I think it's, what's the street? Corbin? Is it Corbin?
I think so, girl.
If I'm not mistaken, yeah. One of those.
It's in Northridge, passing
by the mall.
Go straight on Nordoff. Lord Jesus. Hey, if you're listening to this,
hit your girl up.
Star single.
STARR.M.
No. Dude, yes. Like, he's hot.
Like, what are you doing working there? You should be a model. Like, he's just, even his body, like, I'm sorry, but his body just looked on point.
Well, like, who knows what it looks like under that? So.
No, I don't know.
He's tall.
Let me imagine, though. Ashley. Let me imagine.
Okay, imagine it. Shit.
Yeah. He looks like he has manners and he's kind and like the type you'll take home, you know?
Yeah.
They look like that.
Yeah.
But what about when you actually take him home?
That's true. You never know. What if he's machista or, you know?
Shoot, I don't care. Can you tell me?
No, sorry.
No, I'm just kidding.
No.
So you can ditch us again?
No.
You can disappear for a couple months and then come back like, I'm single again.
No, it doesn't work that way. Nope. Nothing that happened. Nope. I know. Looks don't matter. Looks don't matter. That's obviously. Nope.
Looks matter.
That's a lie.
To a certain degree, right? Yeah.
To a certain degree.
Okay, would you date No Neck Dude from 90 Day Fiancé before? What is it called, Ashley?
90 Days. Yeah, the 90 Day Fiancé.
Date?
The one that girl called the Snobbable.
Yeah.
You didn't? No Neck Dude.
I mean, have you seen when he was younger?
He had some type of neck.
He looked
when he
cute.
Was younger, yeah. He looked pretty like, decent. Little kitty. He looked decent.
But now, I'm talking about now. What if he was the nicest, kindest, charming...
She would do it.
Money-making.
She would do it. She would do it. I know, I'm telling you. She would do it.
Would you date him?
She's to be continued.
It. No! Oh, no! You said looks don't matter. No, would you date him? Would you fuck him?
No. Okay.
Yeah, no. She's like, wait, let me think about it. No. Yeah. So, agree.
So, you're sitting there telling me he can be the ugliest dude in the world. He can have no fucking neck. Throws all this gang of fucking money on you. You're not going to sit there and jump on that shit.
Well, if he throws me money, then yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
So I still would if he throws me money.
Girl.
Has to be what? What do you call them? Benjamins. And...
There you go.
Yeah.
Let me see if this is real. Where's my marker?
Oh, it's in your cat.
Let me see this is real. What's my marker real quick? Uh-huh. This is fake. It
put
him
to the machine.
The machine. Bring it out.
The
your
UV light.
Here you go. Let me check this out real quick.
Oh, shit.
I don't think you're real.
No. That's funny, though. No, I know. But I think, you know, what I'm saying is that we all have, like, you know, different tastes in, like, yep. men, you know?
Oh, yeah.
So, like, what a guy that I find attractive, you guys might not find attractive. Or, like, what you guys are attractive, I might not find attractive. Like, you get me,
no,
right?
We're gonna
so, yeah. I don't know, I guess that's what I was just trying to say.
All of our tastes go left.
Left?
Completely left. Actually. Why she left? It's completely left, I'm just saying.
Left? What does that mean? I don't know what that means. What do you mean? Left. Just go to the left?
She'll explain after.
Yeah. These are the moments we have with Star.
I don't know this.
Uh-huh. This is the moments we have with Star.
Yeah, yeah. I don't. What does that mean? Like to the left, like that one?
No.
Beyonce one.
It was like that time we were texting each other, and she was like, "I don't know what you guys mean. What was that?"
Oh yeah. Oh my God, from Friday the movie.
Yeah.
Yes. I looked at my phone and I was like, "I'm dead. Like, I'm not coming back. Ashley, handle this."
I was at work and I was like, "Is she being for real? Like, do you not know who that is?" Yeah, and I even told Fonzo, I was like, "Read this. She does not know who that is." He's like, "Are you fucking kidding me?" I was like, "Dude,
have you seen that movie?"
I don't think all of it. And then, even if I did, like, ooh, a long time ago.
Okay, we're gonna have movie night with wine night. No, you're Malibu pineapple and shots, and we'll watch the movie.
Down.
Yeah.
Dang.
We won't smoke because you have bad experience.
Oh my God! Yes, I.
Wait, no smoke?
Yeah.
For well, her, me. At least.
Why? I don't know. I get mad anxiety. It doesn't help.
She's going to end up like smoking the pigeon coop.
What?
She's going to end up like smoking the pigeon coop.
What's that?
Smoking the
pigeon coop.
You tell her what happened to me yesterday, last night. So I'll tell you.
Oh, what happened?
Yeah, I'll tell you. I'll tell you after.
Oh, Lord.
Girl, yeah. Hours,
seriously.
And we should pay people to get into that, man.
Dude.
To listen to those.
We can reveal a lot of shit.
Yes.
$5.99 a month. We'll give you 4 episodes a month.
Shit.
Imagine. And you guys will get some fucking hot tea up in that bitch.
Yeah. Fuck, you will. Honestly.
Dang.
You will.
Yeah.
Yeah. So how do you feel about opening the economy?
It sounds so good, you know,
because girls night.
The clubs, bars,
but at the same time it's like you don't know.
Yes,
yeah, for sure gone.
No, yeah, you know? And like thinking about, you know, our kids and the children, and like, I don't know, it sounds really good.
It does.
Yeah, it's but I don't think we're ready.
No.
What? Well, yeah.
Hell no.
Yeah.
Yeah, no. I think we should wait. As much as it sounds tempting.
Yes.
And like, cool, we kind of get, you know, get to get back to a normal, but nah, I'm not.
Yeah.
I'm not risking Dom's life, you know, or like, nah.
No.
Yeah. No.
We shouldn't risk anybody's.
And I'm still liking my work hours. So,
Another.
Nah, we can keep pushing it. I'm loving my work hours.
Yeah, I'm still working my regular hours.
Really?
Regular hours?
Yeah.
Oh, shoot.
We're not, you know, we should, well, because our company, we're pretty much open 7 days a week.
Except, and you guys are still open 7 days a week?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Saturday and Sunday?
Yeah.
What?
And it's like we were telling them, it's better to just minimize the hours right now for the time being. But of course, you know, HR management, they don't want to. Like our office here in Van Nuys, it's open from 9 to 7:30, and then our office in Downey is open from 7:30 a.m. to about 11 p.m.
Dang,
11 p.m.
Holy,
yeah.
Holy.
And they're the busiest ones.
Oh.
In Downey. So, you know, after that, and then our Anaheim office only open 3 days.
Only 3 days?
Mm-hmm. Because they don't get busy at all. So, I mean, I don't know why they're still open, whatever, but...
The normal Pistons?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're only from 8 to 3.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, because they don't get a lot of patients like we do.
Oh, dang.
But still, they should minimize it at this point. Like, at our job, even here in Van Nuys, like, we'll take any other, like, study, your neck, lower back, leg, whatever. The only thing that right now is my x-ray tech is only avoiding all the chest areas.
Oh, okay.
Because of the COVID-19.
Oh, yeah, no way.
And it sucks. Like, we're not supposed to be turning them away, yeah. But he'd just rather not do them.
Yeah.
Which I understand.
Yeah. Yeah, I would have thought at least they would have changed their hours a little bit. You know, cut them back.
Hell no.
But.
Like I told you, girls, they haven't been there, so.
They don't understand.
They don't
care.
Dude,
yeah.
They're just worried about the money and whatnot. Like, even all the attorneys that we work with, they tell us, you know, why are you guys still open? Why are you guys open so late? You know, you guys should cut your hours and blah, blah, blah. And we're like, hey, we just work here. Talk to management. Yeah. Talk to the owners about that. We can't tell you anything about it, so.
Yeah.
Fun.
So, it is what it is.
Dang.
That's why I'm surprised that they were there today, so.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're like, what the heck?
I was like, oh, shit. Okay. You know where your job is at, right? Yeah. Oh, shit. You forgot.
Dang. That's crazy.
Yeah. Eventually, everything will go back to normal.
And we can go party at Ixtapa.
That's only if people listen, honestly. That's it. Like, there's no need for all that protesting at the beaches and...
Oh, yeah. What's like, up with that?
What are you going to get out of it? Nothing. You're not going to get out of it.
Because COVID-19.
Because everybody wants to go back to work. They want to get
out of the street. Oh, that's what the protest is about?
Well, then they should go apply for a fucking essential job.
Yeah. That's
like what they're protesting. The governor from New York said, if you're that bored, go apply for an essential job.
Yeah.
And I promise you, you won't be bored. Yeah. Coming from 3 essential employees right now that we're speaking.
Exactly, yeah. That's what they're protesting because they want to get out of the quarantine. They're tired of being home. That, you know, the government can't run their lives and whatnot. Like,
oh, my God.
That the COVID doesn't exist. That they're 19.
What?
Yeah, it's like a whole bunch of shit. So, okay, so if you get it, what are you going to do? Yeah. Of course, you're going to be at the hospital asking for help, right?
Yeah.
So why sit there and, you know, protest against doctors and nurses? I'm like, why? Why do that? Eventually, they're going to be the ones helping you.
Yeah.
So it's pointless, honestly. It's pointless. Very, very pointless.
I know. It's crazy. Yeah.
Like the beach.
I know.
It just opened up for like, what? It was for a day or for a week? It was just for the weekend?
Yeah, this past weekend. Yeah. And it was extremely overcrowded. Yeah.
Oh, so
that's
God.
Crazy. But on another note, we had posted about our male listeners, what questions they had.
Oh,
and
we had
some good ones. We had quite a few asking one of our girls out on date. Plenty of dates.
Yeah.
But that's not what we meant, guys.
I know.
We meant actual questions. No,
that's not what we meant.
Yeah. Like, ask a question and we'll give you a girl's view on it, you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
So the first one, why can't girls answer properly when asked, what do you want to eat?
<That's>
Who wants to go first?
I'm just like, I don't care. Just whatever you want to eat, I'll eat it.
He tells you, okay, I want pizza.
Then let's go get pizza.
Even if you're not in the mood.
Even if I'm not in the mood. As long as I can get wings with it, I don't care.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's all good. That's okay. Really good. I wish I could be like that for me.
Give me some fucking Buffalo Wild Wings or like some Buffalo Wings, I'm sorry. And it's a Coke or something. I'm down. Let's do it.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay. So Ashley's not picky.
No.
There's times
though, I won't lie, where I'm like, I don't want that. I don't want this.
Well, at least you tell him, you know, like, oh, I don't want that. Like, you know, I want this. Or
like today, he brought me lunch. What do you want? I'm in the mood for a burger. Okay, what do you want? The habit. All right, cool. Plain and simple.
Yeah.
You know, and yesterday, he brought me Chinese food.
Huh?
So, I was like, okay. He's like, what do you want? You tell me what you want and I'll get you. Okay. That's what I want. Shit. Yeah.
Dude. How do you do it?
So,
I can't.
Yeah, why can't girls answer properly?
Mm-mm.
So Ashley will tell them, okay, what she wants.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She says what is it? She says what she means and means what she says. A girl of her word.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Dude.
Star?
No, yeah. I'm very like, no. Or like, I don't know. And then like, I've done this a couple of times where like, you know, like before Jason, he would ask me like, oh, you know, I'm in the mood for Pizza Hut. You want something? No. He's like, hey, what do you want? I don't know. You can choose. I just said pizza. And I'm like, no, but I'm not in the mood for pizza. Maybe like a burger. McDonald's? No. Like, it's just, I can't make up my mind. No. Like, I'm one of those like hard, like, I don't know, girls. Like, yeah. Like, I just don't know.
The hard, I don't know.
Yeah, like, I don't know.
Emphasize on the hard, I don't know.
Yeah, exactly. Even though, like, I wish I was like you, Ashley, where I'm just like, you know what? Yeah, I'm down for that. Or, yeah. Like, you know, I'll tell you what I want, but I don't. I just don't.
Dang. So,
no. Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know. It depends, like, what I'm in the mood for. But I'll give him an answer. But if he suggests something and if I'm not in the mood for it, I'll tell him, like, I'm not really in the mood for that. And then, yeah, he'll say, okay, what are you in the mood for? And then I'll tell him, like, I'm in the mood for this. And he'll say, okay.
Okay.
So it's never, yeah, like, it's never been in, like, a big issue. So I don't know. Yeah, I can't really say, like, why some girls can't answer properly.
Maybe they just want them to choose and be like, surprise, I brought you to the Dollar Menu.
Yeah.
Hey!
There you go.
What you want, bitch? You better go. The 6-piece nugget, because that's all I got.
Dude.
I
only
got
like
20 bucks in my account.
Yes.
Better order a dollar soda, because I ain't going to get you
dollar
no fries.
Make sure it's a large, so it'll last you.
No fries.
No fries.
Dang.
Yeah.
Oh, Star.
Yeah.
I know, like, yeah. Yeah, this question's mostly for you, Star, because...
Well, I don't know. That's my thing. I don't know why
I'm like that. Is it, like, the mood that you're feeling at the time, or...
I always thought it... You know, yeah, I think it is, because, like, I'm like this, too, with, like, movies.
Mm-hmm.
You know, or, like, with, like, oh, what do you want to watch, you know? And it's, like, I don't know. And then, you know, I'll get, like, suggestions, but then I'm like, no, I don't want that.
It's like, you don't know if you're into, like, some...
Yes. Yes.
Comedy,
yes.
Romantic, yes. Color.
I feel like everything has to be perfect for me. Like, the moon has to be nicely shaved. The weather has to be perfect.
No, girl,
you
stop.
Know?
Stop it.
Because it's, like, rare when I do choose, like, something that I want to watch or eat or something, you know? But for the most part, I just... Yeah. That's all I can say. I don't know.
So, plain and simple, to answer your question.
I don't know.
We don't know.
We don't know. I don't know.
Okay.
Yes. Dude, I'm hungry now.
I know. Low-key, I got hungry. I got hungry, too. Okay, so we had another one, which was double standards. And this one was just no details, just double standards between, you know, men and women. So... For example, we were talking about, okay, we were to go out after this quarantine and, you know, giving your significant other, like, a one-night pass type of thing.
Ooh.
And I said, yeah. And then I said, no, because I'm going to get mad if he actually does something.
Exactly.
But I'm going to do something, but you can't.
Yeah.
So why do we have double standards? How do we feel about double standards?
Well, it's more like you gotta get into, like, a common ground here. I mean, you can't sit there and give him a hall pass and not have him do anything, but you can go out there and throw your quesadilla everywhere, you know what I'm saying?
Exactly. Which is why I'm not giving
you
I would never.
I would be pissed. I'd be like, no, Whitey, I'm not gonna give you one, but I'm gonna go throw my quesadilla somewhere else. And then come back home to you and be like, oh, well.
Like, why'd you fuck her?
It's already used, you know, floja and everything, so...
Yeah.
I wouldn't do that. I mean, especially because me and Laura have been in a relationship for freaking 10 years.
Yeah.
So.
Damn, that's a long time.
14.
Yeah.
Yep.
Dang.
Yeah, I wouldn't. So I would not definitely give my man a cheap pass.
Nope.
I mean, unless if it was like an open relationship, then that's a whole different story.
That's a whole different story.
You know? But other than that, no.
Yeah, I'm sorry. You mind? I'm not. I ain't sharing.
Because, like, an open relationship is, like, where it's, like, you both agree to, like, see other people, but you guys are still together.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, you can go and have sex with whoever.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Come home to your one and only.
Awkward. Like, why would you do that?
I don't know. I guess
it's like not just stay, not just be together. Then like make it.
Maybe they don't want to feel tied down to just
one person.
Like I want to be with you emotionally. I'm connected to you, but sexually, like I want to have
other lovers.
I don't know. I don't feel that way, so I don't know.
Yeah.
You know, we should probably have a guest who's in a, like open relationship and like interview them. Yeah. For like, hey, for fun. You know, like, we have someone in mind. I'm just kidding.
Yes, you know what I'm talking about.
No, but we don't know if it's official.
Who? Why am I out of the bubble?
We were just talking about her the other day.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you were shocked by what we were telling you.
Oh, yeah, I remember now. Okay, I'm back in.
Yeah.
Dang. Yes.
No. But what about your point of view of the double standard star?
I don't know, but I know I'm saying I don't know a lot. You guys count how many I don't knows I'm saying today. Yeah, I think I would feel the same way where it's like, you know, it's yeah, or like, you know, like how why I or my partner could do a certain thing, but I can't, or I could do certain things and then they can't. It's like, what's the question?
Double standard.
Just
like,
double standard.
Oh, just what you think about it? Okay, I was like,
what was the question?
An example was like, okay, so the cheat pass.
Okay.
That's just an example. Like, would you be okay if, okay, we have, you, here's your cheat pass. And you hear that.
I just think it's that, I just think in general, I think women are not okay with it.
With but everything.
If you are, I mean, hey, by all means, kudos to you.
Yeah, but I think with everything, even like allowing your man to have like best friend females.
Oh, I see. Okay.
So what about that?
Best friend females?
Yeah, like a best friend, like, oh, you know, we go have lunch together all the time.
I mean,
she calls me to go change her tire. I don't know, like things like that, you know?
For me, it would be like, as long as she stays in her lane, then we're good. But if you step out of that lane just a little bit, then we're gonna have a wreck.
What would be stepping out of that lane for you?
You know, her getting like a little too touchy, or like getting a little flirty, or you know, trying to like, you know, make conversation of like, oh, hey, you know, let me tell you something. Or like, I don't know, like if she tries to get like too close to my man to the point where it's like, I gotta step in and be like, you need to back up.
6 feet.
Yeah.
6 feet distancing. Social distancing, bitch.
Yeah, pretty much. Arm distance, hoe, because I know how to slap these motherfuckers. You know, I'll swing left to right. But it's, yeah, if you're trying to get a little too close to my man, that's a whole different story.
Yeah.
Like, just know where you stand and know where I stand.
Yeah.
You ain't the chick in his life. That's me.
Yeah.
It's me and his mama. Other than that.
Like, no. No.
Or his daughter, if he has one, but still.
Yeah.
Dang, I don't know. I wouldn't. Like, no. I don't. Like for him to have best friend female, no.
No.
But he can have female friends. Like, okay, cool. But I need to know who they are. Like, if I don't know who they are, it's like, only because from past experiences, that's why. So I think it depends from, you know, if your past experiences, whether it's in their relationships or within the same relationship. But no, like, it's like, what do you, like, no.
But yeah, no, me, I don't like females, so.
So with me, it's, I get like, along I with females. Men. It's weird because it's like, I get along with men great. Like, no issues.
It's because women are drama.
Like, you know, yeah.
Women are drama. They're petty. They're fucking scandalous. They're two-faced. So it's like, I mean, don't get me wrong. Men could be the same thing too. But it's like, I don't know, their connection or like the way you vibe with them is completely different with women.
Mm-hmm.
Like I told you girls, it's rare for me to find girls that I vibe with.
Oh, I feel special.
Yeah, like honestly, yeah. Just know that out of the whole entire girls that I met the whole entire time that Fonzo was working with you guys, I was like, only these two are gonna be.
Hey,
like,
hey, only everyone else gotta go. Nope.
Yeah, I was like, only these two. I'm like, I don't know about the other ones, cause yeah, no.
Y'all not there anyways. So
no. I know, right?
To the left.
Yeah,
but
yeah,
no, I can't. I can't.
No.
No, like you can have female friends, but not like, oh, she's my best friend. Like, the fuck, no.
Eh, she's your friend. Cut that best friend out.
Like, yeah, she's just your friend.
Dude.
But no.
Yeah.
And this is why I don't have, like, male best friends.
Yeah.
You know? Like, I it's like you gotta find the common ground with that one, too.
Oh, okay, yeah.
It's the same.
Yeah. Star? No, it's just y'all reminded me that time when I told you that Jason was best friends with his ex-girlfriend.
Oh, yeah, girl, see, that's a whole...
Dude, and he, yeah, like, he was still trying to, like, no, but, you know, she's a friend,
nah,
this and that shit. And she has a whole family on the side, like,
dude. Yeah, like, but how are you gonna sit there and tell your girl, hey, my ex-girlfriend is my best friend?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah, I know.
Okay. Ooh. That's like you saying, hey... It's my best friend.
Yeah.
I'm not going to say his name because, you know.
Yeah.
But yeah. Yeah, that's what you guys, oh my God, I was just like, But now I get, like, you know, what you guys were saying, like, you know?
It's because even from a female, coming from, like, a female standpoint, honestly, if I have a male best friend and I'm single, I'm going to be straight up, I probably have other intentions with him.
Yeah, because like, you're single.
Yeah, I'm not going to be your... girl best friend, just like I have other intentions, whether I may not think about it in the forefront, it's not in the forefront of my mind, but best believe it's probably
somewhere in there
in the back of my mind.
Yeah.
If I'm like this with you, where it's like, oh, I call you, you call me, let's go out to have Starbucks, I need help, come change my tire, like, just, you know. And even if in a relationship, like, no, I'm not, I don't need to have another, like, I have my man, who's my best friend. So, ladies, yeah, if you have, and just from experiences that I've seen in other relationships where girls try to get close to, you know, their boyfriend, it's like, oh, it's my best friend. And it's like, girl, you on the down low, hitting him up on the DM, trying to fuck. Like, no.
Dude.
Like, you're not. Women do have other intentions.
Yes.
I think the same with men, when men try to be girls' best friends.
Oh, yeah.
Straight up. She's like, yo, I know. It's like, yeah, you're not trying to be my male best friend just to be my,
just,
like,
to be, yeah,
there's always something behind that.
Yep. It's true. It's very, dang, very true.
Yeah.
Dang.
Got me thinking over here. No, it's true though.
About
because
what?
Like, it's like I told you guys, so, you know, it's happened to me when I was in, when I did my MA course, where, you know, it was four girls and then a guy came in the picture. He started being friends with all of us, and it got to the point where he was like, hey, I like you, this is something about it, like, you know. And I was like, nah, I'm good.
You're like, what the fuck?
Thank you. You know, don't get me wrong, like, he was, you know, okay looking, he wasn't that bad.
Yeah.
The only thing that killed about him was his breath.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's,
that was,
that's
like
a turn off.
That's a turn off. So, like, every time he would try to get close, I'd be like,
Six feet away. Hasn't even been. The coronavirus wasn't even out.
I started quarantine a long time ago.
Years back.
Years back. Oh, shit. Oops.
Dang.
Yeah, that was a no go for me right there. And then I don't know what happened. He, you know, he stopped me for a little bit, and, you know, he texted me randomly while I was in the car, you know, with my dude, and
he stalked you.
Yeah.
Ooh, let's talk about that. Being stalked. All right, girls. Let's drop these stories on them. Okay, Ashley, you go first.
No, it was more like, you know, I had literally blocked all social media, everything, phone number, right, and then randomly months later we're coming home from dinner, and then my phone starts going off. I'm driving, so I'm, you know, my phone starts going off, bing bing bing, whatever, and I'm like, what the fuck? So I tell him, here, grab the phone. I ain't got shit to hide. So I gave him the phone. He's like, who the fuck is this? What the fuck? It was like a whole message saying, you know, like, I can't stop thinking about you.
No way,
dude.
I love
you, I wanna be with you. I was like, look, honestly, like, this one was from, like, back when I was, you know, when I did my AMA course. I'm like, he knows from the get-go there will nothing ever be between us. I'm like, he caught his feelings, I didn't. It is what it is. You know, he became friends with me and three other girls. on my butt. Fuck me, right? Like, what the hell did I do?
You, yeah.
I kept it, and I made it known. Nothing going on between me and you. Plain and simple. I'm like, that's it. So, that day, like, I literally just, I didn't even respond. Just blocked the number. I kept moving.
Dang.
Yeah. I was like, I'm good.
Imagine how he felt when he saw that message, that he was all mad.
I don't care.
I just imagine, like, you know, like, what's this? Like, seeing...
Well, yeah, because it's like, who the fuck is this? Why is he telling you that he loves you?
Exactly.
Like, it's going to make you think, like, I would make me think, like, how, did you guys do something in the past? Yeah. Is there something I need to know for him to drop the L word on you like that? Yes. And, you know, like, yeah. Yeah. You get, you know, you get on defensive mode.
Of course. So I was like, no. Black.
Or as you call it, to the left. I don't even know what it means.
Just, go to the left.
I know.
Oh my God, star.
I'm just, yeah, I'm trying to catch on.
Yeah, after that, I haven't heard, so.
No, that's good. That's good.
That's good. Yes.
So I don't care.
Man.
How are you that?
Yes. Have you ever been stalked by an ex-star? Yes. Or do you know anyone who's ever been stalked by an ex? Like, no. Any of your friends or anything? Any stories?
I don't, dude, I've been, like, forgetting, like, things lately.
Yeah.
I know you said you had that too, and I feel like I have it too, where I've been forgetting, like, a lot of things.
No, but I just forget shit.
Yeah, like, it's just like, holy crap. But, you know what I told you with one of my exes, found out where I worked, at the exact location, and it was just like, what are you doing here?
How, like, did the you trouble find that me? He went through to find you.
Yeah,
that's the
calling
shit.
The locations.
Yeah,
you know, asking, you know, that hours of operation, and you know,
I want to call the cops on him,
dude.
And he shows up to your job.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I was just there. Yeah, just like, what are you doing here? How did you find me?
That's a little awkward.
But he hasn't come.
No, but just the fact that he sat there and called every store.
Oh, yeah, that part, dude. I don't know.
Like, he went through, like...
I called my brother. Brother!
Brother!
Yeah.
No, I mean, I don't know. At first I was like, what the heck? Like, just, I was so mind blown, because that was the least, you know, I did not expect that from him. Like, at all.
On the top of it off, he walks up to you with the mask. You don't know who he
with
is.
With the
That's
mask.
Scary. Yeah. Yes. Imagine, dude. Like,
oh. I'm gonna die tonight. Yeah. Like, okay.
Panic.
Like, what are you doing here?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that was, I mean, that just with that, I know, I'm trying to think, like, dang, like, my past, you know? If I did have any stuff.
But did it freak you out?
It did. Well, yeah, like, it did at first, you know, just thinking, like, what the heck? But then, like, after, it was like, you know, we had a little conversation or whatever. And then, yeah, and then after, I was just like, okay, like, I was just, yeah, I don't know, shocked.
You were mind blown. Like, whoa.
I was just like, yeah, like, what just happened?
Yeah.
Oh, Monday, you know?
What a Monday.
I got stuck for a couple hours. That's all good.
Yeah.
Dang, I'm gonna write this shit on my diary. Just saying.
Yeah.
It's a stress reliever.
What, the better?
Like, no, to have, like, a diary or a journal. To, like, write down your thoughts.
Oh, I have mine. Yeah, I have mine.
I don't have one, but
you don't?
I should get one.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I've had mine. It's gotten me in trouble.
That's why I do
pull it. Oh, no way.
Well, yeah, when I was with Jason, he ended up finding it.
I remember you told us.
Yeah, I took it as on. He remembered reading. And I was very specific with what I did. So.
But this, oh, again, it goes back to that's your personal belief.
Oh, yeah, like, I know that, yeah.
Yours, you know, and your feelings, your emotions. Mm-hmm. And I want the world to know, like, don't ever let anyone take away your emotion or your feeling that you're going through at the moment. Mm. For example, I have a friend that I went to school with, and keep it short, cute, and simple, on her 16-year anniversary, she found out that her dude has been living a double life with someone else. And she has every right to feel the way that she feels and what she's doing. And, like, girl, do you. Like, no one... you know, it's gonna take that emotion away from you. Like,
those are your feelings.
Yeah.
16 years. Yeah, dude. Like, we went all, yeah, all three of us went to the same middle school, elementary school. And since high school, they started dating, and yep. And dang. I was like, dude, on the date of the anniversary.
The anniversary.
Side chick hits her up.
That must be so sad.
With proof and everything. Like, yeah, so it's not. And yeah.
Did she confront him about it at least?
Mm-hmm.
Of course. They deny it.
Oh.
He can't deny it.
I have flaws.
Oh.
That was his excuse. I have flaws, like, you're really human.
I have
first
flaws.
First of all, motherfuckers.
What? Don't.
Like, that's more than a motherfucking flaw. Like, you're a fucking psychopath if you've been living a double life for X amount of years with this other chick. Like, no.
I'm sorry. You're out.
So, I reached out to her and, you know, I just tried to give her some comforting words. But, yeah, when, like, the diary, like, yeah, those are your emotions. So, if your man gets mad over that, it's time for him to go. Like, no, he's not mature enough to... Yeah. That's first a whole of, well, conversation all, he's not ready to have.
Yeah, even though they shouldn't even be reading it anyways. Mm. That's your own privacy.
Yeah. Mm.
Your own details of what you've done.
Yeah.
With or without him.
Everything, yeah.
And if you're going to get mad about what you're reading there, that's your problem.
That's your problem. Don't go looking. What's that saying?
I know, I was trying to think of that too. Like, what was that saying?
I don't know, but... I know what you're talking about, though.
You know, yeah. Curiosity kills a cat, one. Second, like, don't go looking for something and then get hurt when you find what you were looking for.
Yeah.
Like, don't...
There you go.
Of course.
No.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
Yeah.
You wanted to get mad? You got it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And then he, like, told me to, like, burn it and to throw it away, but I didn't. I still kept it.
Yeah, those are your...
Yeah, I still kept it. I was like,
why don't you go throw and burn your best friend, ex-girlfriend?
Dude. Yeah. Oh, my God. I know. I should have just... Right then and there.
I know, Star.
I should have. I don't know what I was thinking.
I wanted to, like, backhand you real quick.
I know, girl. I know. And I would have accepted it, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, now you can accept it if it happens again.
I can accept it.
You got the green light, Ashley.
That's why I told Laura, I was like, I'm just going to, like... Let's just back up and let her do her thing eventually, you know. It's all gonna fall into place. Whatever she decides to do, it is what it is. And look what happened.
Yeah.
You've grown into a beautiful butterfly.
We have to see.
Oh, I know, yeah.
You're still in trial mode, baby girl.
I know. No, but I'm telling you, like, now, you know, I was in a rush to get into a relationship because for me, I was just like, oh my God, by the time I turned 30, I need to be in a steady relationship. That was just always my train of thought. And I know that's all wrong. But like now I'm thinking like, no, like I don't care if I don't find anyone, you know, till I'm 30 more or after 30, you know, 40, whatever.
You'll find
like
somebody.
I just live my life.
I have a challenge for you. Can you go? Yeah, we're doing the challenge. You go 60 days without, like, going on a date?
60 days
you're
without
fresh off your breakup, girl. Yeah. And you're trying to, like,
I mean, just hang out, yeah.
I'm saying take 60 days to, like, not talk to, like, you can talk to them, but yeah, like, not go on
a date.
Where you really are just focused on yourself, your workout, and...
What do I win? Nah.
Starbucks.
Starbucks.
I got something better for you. I'm not going to say on the podcast. Okay. We'll say it after. She's something.
Something better for me?
That you've been wanting to try.
She's not excited again.
Okay. I'll take it. 60 days? No dates?
We're gonna need dates. Proof. You can talk to them.
I'm just kidding.
But I know, for real.
No going out.
FaceTime?
No. I'm going to request your...
So you can see when I'm at, like, at home and stuff, you know, at work.
Oh, like FaceTime us.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll do a group FaceTime.
Yeah. Like, just randomly.
Not FaceTime the guys.
Like, randomly. Like, so that way you know I'm, you know?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, you guys heard it here first.
Okay.
Star 60-day challenge.
Hold on, starting
hashtag.
I know.
Starting when?
Okay, well, Monday. May's coming up already. May's okay. Coming up. So, what
May
is it,
first,
Saturday?
Friday?
Friday?
May 1st is this Friday.
Oh, yeah. Friday. So, Friday.
No, we'll give it to Monday.
Yeah. So, you have this week to get it all out.
Yeah.
Go on your Starbucks dates or
what? So you have until you have until May 4th.
May 4th.
May the 4th. Yeah. Hey, there you,
oh my god, yes! You're right. All right, all right. I'm excited. Yes, I'll take it.
All right.
I'll take it. 60 days. So that's all like May, June, July.
Can you document this and post it on our Instagram?
Yes.
For our followers, like day one. Okay, guys.
Yeah, so don't hit me up. Please don't hit me up.
Really, just because I'm curious to see, like, okay, the outcome of you, like, the positivity you're going to get from, like, not going on, like, not, you know.
You know what you mean.
Yeah.
What is it? Okay, so Star 60-Day Challenge. Post a video on the stories every day starting Monday. And we'll post two. Like, all right, Star.
Wait, what do you mean post video?
Like, doc, like where you put, like, day one. Okay, how's it going?
Okay.
Document it. Yeah. Like, okay.
Okay, document every day?
Yeah.
Holy moly. Okay, so I have to do my makeup every day.
Girl, you do your videos
every
day, so what's wrong with you?
Yeah, well, not every day, but... Okay,
you don't need makeup, girl.
Okay, I'll document it. I'll document it every day.
Yeah. Right. Okay, you guys heard it here first.
Yes, so May 4th till July 4th.
Yeah.
Oh, no, July. May,
June, July. Oh, yeah, it's the month July. Mm-hmm.
He said 60 days. Down.
You want me to cut it back to 30?
No,
because I heard that. Okay, it's a challenge, Star.
No, do it. Okay, please. Yeah, I could do it.
We want to see like what you focus on every day, your workouts. I'm so eager to see like the greatness that's gonna come out of it.
Yes,
like, yeah.
I know, huh? That's this is exciting.
I'll get you a toy.
Because I know mama needs to.
A little jackrabbit.
Yeah, please don't message me, you guys.
Hey, is that the one that's like double?
I think so. Yeah, the one that goes like this.
Hey, I remember an ex coworker had one, and yeah.
It goes in the vash, and I guess it tickles your butt or something like that. Ooh, so.
Yeah.
Look at her.
She was so excited. Ooh. No, I'm sorry.
Oh, my God. Okay.
Dang. Okay.
All right. You said it.
Yeah. It's gonna be fun.
Okay, what was the next question?
I know. Okay. So the next one was something about dick pics.
Couldn't even understand what he was saying, though.
You want to read it, Star?
Yes. I will read it.
Maybe you guys can help us.
I know, right? Okay, so... Why do girls act like they don't get dick pics and get mad when they post it's out?
I don't know.
That should just confuse me.
So,
and there it's out.
Yeah, that last part. So why do girls act like they don't get dick pics and get mad when they post there it's out?
Like, just get, like, a...
Wait, when it posts?
I'm assuming what he's trying to say is, like, maybe, I'll send you a dick pic, and it's just sitting on my lap.
Yeah, huh?
Like, and one of those? And it's, like, okay, and then they get butthurt, I guess?
Yeah.
Because they received the picture?
Yeah.
I guess. I don't know.
Damn, they took the man for... They doubted him.
Be more specific next time.
Yeah, please. Yeah.
Well, how do you guys feel about dick pics? Well, I don't...
That's not my type of thing.
Yeah.
That's some kinky shit right there, so.
And keep in mind, everything stays on the internet forever and ever, and I'm not.
I don't like them.
I don't get what's the point. You want me to, like, masturbate to it? It just doesn't turn me on.
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't.
Ooh, I'm masturbating to a dick pic.
Oh, my God.
It's not even moving. It's like a fucking worm.
Just there.
Look how loose it is.
Sorry, buddy. So I guess
next,
we're not the type to like dick pics, so we can't.
Yeah,
can't answer that.
But like I said, we're all for it. Kudos to you.
Yeah.
Not into all that nudity. Hey, look at my nipple, type of thing.
A little tease.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. Whatever. That's their shit. Not mine.
Those were just pretty much all of them that we got.
Yeah. They never ask any questions.
I know. Huh? They're scared.
See, like I told them earlier that at work, they said, why are women so emotional? They started that war at work.
Ooh.
How are you going to put two guys against three girls?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You just ask.
Yeah.
Yeah. For your death wish right there.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Don't ever do that.
Why are women so emotional? Because I can be.
Because I can be. Why are men emotional?
They'll hit us with the, no, the fuck, we're not.
No, we're not.
No, I'm a man. We hard.
I'm a man. I don't give a fuck about anything.
I think I like when men have, like, I like when men show their emotions. I mean, don't become a little bitch. Like, cry about everything and all, you know? But it's like, show me that you love me. Tell me, you know, like, show emotion. If you're sad, it's okay to let me know, hey, I'm sad, I had a rough day. Okay, let's talk about it.
Yeah. Huh?
But if men try to act too tough all the time, it's like a total turn off. Like, ugh.
Yeah.
I don't need a robot.
Like, when you start doing the whole, I'm gonna kill myself.
Oh, my God.
That's a little too much.
Yeah.
That's a little too much. So,
I'm kind of... I remember I got that once when I was, like, fucking 15. And I was like, homeboy, I've only seen you, like, once. And, like, I just was like, I don't want to talk to you. We weren't even, like, boyfriend or nothing. It was just, oh, like, we were talking.
Yeah.
Like, the talking stage.
Damn.
And I was like, oh, I'm sorry, but, you know, I just don't want to talk to you anymore. And yeah, he started crying, like, no, don't stop talking to me, like, I really like you. And I was like, no, like, I'm sorry, like, you're just not, like, my type, like, I don't know, you're just, I don't vibe with you, I don't click with you.
Yeah.
And yeah, he was crying, like, I'm gonna kill myself the moment we hang up this phone. And I was like, no, you're not, like, it's okay, like, we're young, we have, you know, our whole lives ahead of us.
Seriously.
He dedicated me that song from NB Riders. What is it called? Forever.
Oh, Lord.
Have I ever told you? Is it that one?
Yeah. I think so.
Yeah. And I was like, boy, bye. I was like, no.
That's wild.
Yeah. But, you know, sometimes, I don't know. I guess as I'm getting older now, like, when people do make those comments, I take them more serious.
Yeah.
Like, okay, like, hey, you know, like, but yeah, no, like, I don't, it's not worth, you know, ending your life over.
Oh, yeah.
Someone who clearly doesn't deserve you. He doesn't deserve me, you know?
Ay.
He's done better. Yes. Dang.
But back to reopening the economy, I just want to get a tattoo. That's all I want.
Oh,
I'm down for that.
Are we still going to get our nose pierced?
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Or whenever you
pierce it down. For you guys. Nah, just kidding. I always pierce my back. Nah, girl, I'm not real. Uh-uh, no.
I don't want to be responsible
if I mess up your nose.
Why would you do it to yourself?
I tried doing it by myself. Like, ooh, this was like when I was like, ooh, like teenager. I was trying to do it and I only went halfway because it's really thick. I didn't know that this skin was like super thick.
Yeah, girl.
And I remember I was crying. I was like, oh my God. Because I did these by myself. I had snake bites.
Oh, you're wild.
Oh, I had those bites. Too.
You had those? Yeah? And I did it by myself. Oh, you saw like one down here and one up here?
You know which one I was trying so hard in middle school? The one that goes, oh, I don't even know why. Right here in the middle of the lip. And I remember I got home from school and I was like, I'm gonna fucking just pierce that shit.
No.
I grabbed a needle, an earring, and I was trying to get in, and the little bitch in me got scared and I was like, nah. And I'm so happy I didn't, because, yeah.
I had them. I still have, like, I still have the little holes, but they're completely closed. You can tell where I had them.
Yeah. Oh, the holes?
Yeah. I had them for a while.
Yeah?
Yeah, like, back in my whole teens, like, when I first started dating Fonso, I had them.
Uh-huh.
And then once, like, I hit, like, what, my 20, like, 21, I took them off. I was like, I'm done with this shit, so I just took them off and let them close.
Yeah.
That was it.
I always thought they were cool.
And then tattoos like, came in the picture. Yeah. Tattoos came in the picture.
Yeah.
After that, it's like, okay.
Like, tattoos, yeah.
Yeah.
Dude.
Like, I had the snake bites and I had my tongue.
Oh, I had my tongue.
Yeah.
I had it for about a month, and then I was eating, and I ate the little back piece. Yeah.
No.
And by the time I got home, it closed. That shit closes quick.
Yeah.
Well,
it does.
Mine did. Yeah.
I had it for like a year or two, and then I just took it off.
Dang. It was fun, though, while it lasted.
Yeah, it was.
It was a lot of fun. Yeah. Sexually.
Yeah.
Sexually? Yeah. I just always like how it sounds when it hits your teeth or something. It goes.
Yeah, but it's bad.
Like when you talk, it's like. You could hear like.
Yeah, no. But still, it can break your teeth.
Shut up.
Yeah.
The clickety clack.
Clickety clack.
Bad bitch is back. Is that what they said about the nails?
Oh, yeah.
The clickety clack. You guys need to.
Yeah. Have you seen it?
No.
Who sent it? Someone sent it to the group chat.
Is it like clickety clickety?
Yeah, like once these girls get their nails done, it's like.
I think I had, because I think I sent. I remember that something. Like, yeah.
I don't remember. I don't remember.
Alright, guys. Is there anything else you guys want to talk about? Any other comments?
I'm just hungry.
My stomach hurts. Me too. You made me Pizza Hut.
No, like I'm hungry, but then I feel bloated too.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't. I'm more like I'm just hungry.
What the heck? Why she's staring? I know why she's staring.
She'll probably complain about social distancing.
I know.
Are my lights on? No, they're off. Right?
No, they're off.
Is she parking?
Oh, I guess to back up to try to go in.
Oh.
But all right, guys. So we answered everyone's questions. If again, you guys have any questions, you guys need advice on anything, any concerns, comments, hit us up on Insta.
Hey,
Girl Talk Lab. You can hit us up on our Instagram. Mine's babylove_beauty.
Mm-hmm. Mine's at SRM.
Hey. Oh, I won't give you guys my Instagram.
She won't give you guys her Instagram, but you guys can definitely hit us up. And
y'all can find me on the Instagram. I'll be on there.
Just type in Ashley.
I'll try to come around more often.
Yes, girl.
Since I've been quarantined myself, you know.
I know.
All right, it's all good.
All right, guys. Well. Until next time.
Thanks, y'all.
Yay.